It's Bark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9. As we continue on this morning, I'm Walt Lindelow with a whole bunch of folks in the studio with me this morning. Chris Alderton, who is an RN and diabetes educator. Michael Parks, an RN and diabetes educator. And Christy Ostermeyer, who is also an RN and diabetes educator. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in this morning. Chris, we've talked in the past about something you want to let people know about, which is a diabetes camp. Tell us about what's happening.
So Diabetes Camp is Camp U Peninsulan, and what it is a camp for diabetic kids in the UP to come together to show that they're not alone. Mm-hmm. It's open to all diabetic children ages 8 to 14, and they pretty much just come there, hang out, have a good time.
So let's talk about that a little bit in terms of this. This is obviously education, but there's also probably some other things tied into it, too. Tell me about that.
Well, all the kids get to play, have activities, act like normal kids, but they're in a group of diabetics, so they don't have to worry. Right. There is some education when the kids start sharing different diabetic stories of what happened to them in the past, but we don't do lectures. We don't do anything like that. But it is in a controlled situation where there's educators, doctors, and nurses around.
That does help, I'm sure, with that. Christy Ostermeyer with us this morning, diabetes educator and RN. Tell me a little bit about this in terms of what happens at this camp and what are some of the main points that you want folks to know about.
Camp starts on July 27th and goes through the 31st. So we check in the first day. The kids get put into their cabins and get to meet each other. And then throughout the week, we work or the kids get to do the things like Chris had talked about, mm-hmm. swimming, making s'mores, ropes course, that kind of thing. Throughout the evening, or throughout all day, actually, we have medical providers, not just RNs and dietitians, but we have three resident physicians. Our medical director is Dr. Daniel Schumer, and we have two endocrine fellows coming from MSU that help keep our campers safe all day long and throughout the night.
Michael Parks with us, also a diabetes educator and RN. What is something that you think is really important about this in terms of bringing the kids together to have this opportunity to interact with others that may have some of the same challenges they have?
Yeah, so living with type 1 diabetes, it can feel fairly alone. You can feel like you're kind of battling this disease on your own. And I think one of the things that I like about camp is that the kids are showing each other their different technologies. They're talking about their treatment. They're going through the daily obstacles or variables that happen every day in their lives, whether it be food, activity, sure. stress. So they're able to kind of bounce ideas off each other and kind of experience that together.
I'm Walt Lindelow. With me in the studio, Chris Alderton, who is an RN and diabetes educator. Also, Michael Parks, RN and diabetes educator, and Christy Ostermeyer, RN and diabetes educator, here talking about a diabetes camp for youth that happens in our area. Chris, let's give everybody the details. It's happening when? It's happening where?
It happens at Clear Lake Education Center out by Manistique, so out in the woods. Mm-hmm. And the camp dates are July 27th through the 31st.
Okay. So with this, there's obviously a component of teaching kids about this, the type 1 diabetes. But it sounds like you're also looking at developing resources with this, maybe for family, for parents, guardians, that type of thing. Is that part of it too?
Yeah, the kids come, they form bonds, and they keep track and text each other after, and then they like to hang out after, so they develop a bond throughout the ages.
It seems like you're basically really giving them a general, regular camp experience. And Michael, let's talk about that a little bit. How important is that when you're working, especially with kids with type 1 diabetes, to know that they're kind of in this together with others?
Yeah, so like I said earlier, I mean, living with diabetes can feel fairly alone. And one of the stories I like to tell is about, you know, when we're playing dodgeball and things like that. These kids experience low blood sugar or hypoglycemia. And when they see their friend or their fellow diabetic have to come out of the game to treat a low blood sugar, it's just the norm. They, mm-hmm. it's something that the other kids understand, so they're able to go treat it and then get back in the game as it's something normal for them.
Now, of course, with this, Christy, with the whole idea of getting the kids together, there's still a few, I'm sure, some COVID concerns and things like that. You're probably taking some extra steps with that, aren't you?
Yes. We are going to have plenty of PPE just in case we have a positive case. We will have some rapid testing available, mm-hmm. an isolation cabin before if someone needs to leave until their parents can pick them up. Mm-hmm. Food will be, our chefs, cooks will be packaging the food up in servings instead of doing family style like we normally do.
Well, I know I saw some information that you provided me about the camp, that this is important to the kids and the family, so you want to make sure it's safe.
Absolutely. We want our parents to know that their kids are under great care, and they don't have to worry about their about any of their needs.
And it takes care of it. Chris, what about for maybe people there's concerns about things like what it's costing and being able to get kids into it? What are some information with that?
We do our best to make camp affordable for everybody. Everybody should have that experience regardless of how much money they make. So if they have cost issues, we support them and help them in the best way we can to make sure they attend camp.
So again, it's happening when and where, and then more importantly, how can people find out more information?
So it's happening on July 27th through the 31st at Clear Lake Education Center. And Christy can actually give the email for people to contact.
What is that?
It is campupeninsulin@gmail.com.
With me in the studio has been Christy Ostermeyer, Chris Alderton, and Michael Parks, all RNs and diabetes educators, as I struggled to say mightily. Thank you for your time this morning. Lots of great information. And certainly, if you need a little more word getting it out, let us know.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much for having us.
If you missed any of our interview with Chris, Christy, and Michael, we'll have this at our website at sunny.fm. We'll link up all the information so you can take part in this camp. If this is something for someone in your family, one of your kids, or even you just want to find out more. It's all about keeping you connected to the community on Mark and Walt in the Morning, Sunny 101.9.